Going deeper.
We're all aware of the problems of our world. There's poverty, there's crime, there's global warming, and we're all aware of the common response to those problems. In fact, many of us are thinking it right now. Well, what can I do about it? Those problems are just so huge, and we are just one mere person. One mere person can't change the world, right? I was speaking the other day about a guy named Paul Gilding. He's an Aussie guy who travels the world advising companies on climate change. I listened to a speech that he gave when he was back in Sydney recently. He spoke a bit about his career, about how he was an advisor to the CEOs of multinational corporations. He really thought he could help drive change. I mean, he was advising some really big movers and shakers. These were people who had power. But he said so many of them looked at him and said, "What can I do? I'm just a small player in all of this." A small player, you might be thinking, what? But think about it. Yes, they are CEOs of massive, massive companies. But that company has to perform for shareholders. And ultimately, in order to survive, the company has to give the customers, that's us, what they want. Okay, so perhaps big business can't drive change for the better in our world. But what about governments? Well, Paul Gilding says that politicians too feel a sense of powerlessness. They too have to conform. They have to conform to party policy and ultimately to answer to the voters. They are the people's representative. Hearing this really made me sit up and take notice, because I have to admit, I'm one of those people who just look at the huge problems of climate change and world poverty and just think, well, it's all too big and too hard. But if the companies answer to customers, and if governments answer to voters, then where does all the power actually lie? With us. With you and me, the bloke next door and the woman who sits next to you at work. We are all agents of change, and our choices, our votes, our actions, what we buy, they make a difference. Supermarkets aren't going to stop producing plastic bags unless we, each and every one of us individually, stop using them. Coffee and cocoa bean farmers in Africa aren't going to stop using slave labour unless we, each and every one of us individually, stop buying their products and buy fair trade instead. We can't wait for them to do it for us. We need to start taking hold of the power we have as individuals. And if you still don't think the one man can change the world theory holds any water, all you've got to do is look at history. Look at Jesus, one man, who through his remarkable life, death and resurrection changed everything. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.